This is week number one, class number two of TH-103, Walk of the Spirit, Walk of Power, part two. And we're talking here about learning how to distinguish the voice of God. And I know I share with you about how that for me, this was a real challenge because I wanted to hear God's voice like everybody else. And it's like part of me knew it could happen, but the frustrating thing was learning to distinguish His voice. I had been trained many years ago growing up that, you know, God doesn't speak anymore. And I never really gave that much thought. But as the years went by and I began to grow in the Lord, I began to realize that that statement can be terribly misleading. God does speak today. He is our Father and He wants us to hear His voice and He wants us to know His voice. When we make a decision to pray in tongues, at that moment, the Holy Spirit, it's like He immediately goes to work. And if you ask me to explain to you what you might call the spiritual mechanics of this, I really can't do it. I mean, I can't give you a formula, but it happens. Here He is, and how He can be in me and be in you at the same time, I don't understand that either. But He is. So there He is, like He's on the inside and just sitting there waiting. Just waiting. And the moment in my mind I make a decision, I shall pray in tongues. At that instant, He immediately begins releasing into my spirit what I'm supposed to say. At that instant, I mean in a fraction of a second. I mean, that's all it took for Him to begin to give me that language, begin to give me these words that I was going to speak at that moment. So I just experienced about 3 to 4 seconds of edification. Hallelujah. I'm better now than I was 5 minutes ago. Praise the Lord. And instantly, I mean, one of the reasons it can happen that fast is because the Holy Spirit isn't bound by time. He operates at the speed of eternity, whatever that is, faster than the speed of light. You say, well, how could it be faster than the speed of light? Because the speed of light was determined out of eternity. Praise God. So He operates at the speed of eternity, whatever that is. And He's able to, at the moment, I mean, the moment, none of us consciously sit and think, I shall now pray in tongues. It's just like, you just do it. You know what I'm saying? You just do it, and instantly like that, He responds and begins communicating to us on that spiritual level, and He's transferring those words directly into our spirit, directly what we should say. And as Jesus spoke, He shared how that He only speaks, the Holy Spirit only speaks what He hears. So, at an instant, I begin to pray, the Holy Spirit's giving me that language to pray, the words of that language, it's all coming out, my mind has no clue what's being said, and the Holy Spirit, He's relaying information that's coming from God. And God says, well, right now He needs to pray about this, and He needs to pray about this, and the Holy Spirit says, yeah, that's right, because there's some things in His life that need to be changed. Or there's some things that He needs to understand about your direction, or there are some things here in the Word that He needs clarification about. And so as I'm praying in tongues, He's releasing this into me. Releasing it. And I'm speaking the Word of God. We'll probably get into this a little bit more. But one of the reasons this is so effective is because, you know, you're confessing the Word of God. In fact, we are going to get into that a little bit later on here tonight. He uses His ability to communicate with us on a spiritual level because we now have the very life and nature of God. And He is able to release that information, spirit to spirit, comparing spiritual things to spiritual. And so I'm speaking out of my spirit, using my physical body, speaking those things that God Himself is instructing me to speak. As I'm doing this, my understanding is completely bypassed. That's why I can sit at home on the couch and I can watch an Ohio State football game and pray in tongues the whole time. In my mind, I am feeling the emotions of the tackle, the touchdown, and the interception. In my spirit, the Holy Spirit is saying, we have no interest in this whatsoever. We don't care who wins. It doesn't bother us in the least bit. What we are concerned about is you building yourself up on your most holy faith. And so my spirit, this is incredible. My spirit is in divine communication with the Holy Spirit, And I'm sitting there in front of the TV set, watching this football game, getting excited about it, enjoying every moment of it, and the whole time I'm edifying myself spiritually. Now listen, that makes no sense to the human mind. How can you say you're getting anything out of that? You're watching a football game. That's because my soul, my understanding, is unfruitful with the spiritual stuff. Therefore, I'm occupying it with this football game for the time being. Now, other times, I can sit and pray in tongues and I'll read my Bible. Or I'll sit and pray in tongues, read my Bible, while I'm listening to a sermon on tape. I mean, there are all these different things I can do. Or I can sit in front of my computer, and I can be searching something out on the internet, planning my vacation, and I'm praying in tongues the whole time. Because as I'm doing this, my understanding is bypassed. And this is where a lot of Christians might think that it's, well, that's almost blasphemy to do something other than be holy before God when you're praying in tongues. I said, no, it's not blasphemy. Now granted, I can sit down, not read my Bible, not watch TV, just sit and pray in tongues. And I'm still gaining benefit. And really, at that point, I can divert all of my mental energy to what's happening at that moment, dwelling on the things of God. Now, if you have ever tried to corral your mind and tell it it's not allowed to think about anything other than the Lord, trust me, you're in for a battle. Because your mind, it basically is completely undisciplined. I mean, think about when you were in school. You say, well, what am I right now? I'm talking about when you were like in elementary school, high school. Didn't you have to fight your mind because it did not want to pay attention to biology or physics or anything? Those times you sit there in that classroom and you know, you're looking at the teacher, but yet your mind is out somewhere doing something. Your mind is, you know, out on a date somewhere. You are not paying attention whatsoever. And so our minds basically are undisciplined. And that's why sometimes this can be such a battle. Especially if you think praying in tongues demands all of your mental energy. No, it demands your spiritual energy. In other words, it demands you to be willing to pray in tongues. You can pray in tongues no matter what you're doing. You can pray in tongues. Now granted, you don't have to. We've talked about this before. When you pray in tongues, it can be just barely a whisper, barely a breath coming across your lips. Barely a breath. And people have asked the question, can I just pray in tongues on the inside and not, you know, speak it out? You can. But, and I'm not going to teach on this right now, just to say, when you confess the Word of God, God made the statement that His Word goes forth, it doesn't return void, it accomplishes what he desires. Think about Genesis chapter 1. It doesn't say, and God thought, let there be light. He spoke what He was already thinking. You see what I'm saying? And that's how He got the results. When I say we, I'm talking body of Christ. We've preached and taught about confessing the Word of God, how important it is to confess the Word of God. Well, what is praying in tongues? You're confessing the Word of God. And it brings about change. See, it's not simply a matter of your personal spiritual benefit. You are literally releasing, and I'll say it this way, you're literally releasing into the atmosphere of your life the Word of God to bring about change. It's just your mind doesn't understand it. Let me ask you this. If you and a person from China and a person from Russia and a person from France were all together in the same room reading the Bible, would it only count because you're reading it in English? Of course not. But you just wouldn't mentally understand what they're saying. But it would mean as much to them in French or Russian or Chinese as it does to you in English. You see what I'm saying? Likewise for us, as we pray in tongues, you're confessing the Word of God. Now, we've talked about the fact when you pray in tongues, you might not be quoting Scripture, but you're speaking the will of God. And whenever you pray in tongues, it is God's Word because it came from the Holy Spirit. So you are speaking the Word of God. You are confessing the Word of God. Through praying in tongues, we can learn to hear God. And I want to stress this so much. If you have, whether you're here live and in person, or you're listening to this by recording, if you have struggled in the area of learning to hear God's voice, I am telling you right now, the key to learning to distinguish God's voice is praying in tongues. It absolutely will work. And people that I've taught this to, if they apply it, I mean, if they really apply it, not just, you know, give it 10 seconds and say it didn't work. If they really apply it to their life, I've had folks come back to me and say, you know what? You were right, Brother Martin. It does work. I'm praying in tongues. I heard God. Well, did you hear this big booming voice? No, I didn't hear big boom. What they heard was God speaking to them on the inside while they were praying in tongues. And there are some people that have come to me and they share that this happened. And they're like kids at Christmas, you know, ripping the boxes and the paper and, you know, got to get to that toy. I mean, all the excitement. It's like, it worked, Brother Martin. It worked. It's just like you said, I prayed in tongues. By golly, I heard him. I could hear him speaking on the inside. It was incredible. It's like, see there? See how great this is? But it's a training process. Because remember, we've not been trained by religion to listen spiritually. We've been trained to listen with our feelings, with our mind, to rationalize with our thoughts and so forth. But we've not been trained to like what Jesus said, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. What we're doing is we are developing ears to hear as we pray in the Spirit. This is one of the things the Holy Ghost will do as we pray in tongues, is begin to train us to hear God's voice. You can call it the voice of the Lord, the voice of the Holy Spirit, I mean, whatever you want to call it, but he's training us to hear God's voice. Now, in this process, one of the best ways to do this is to isolate yourself from other distractions. That includes reading your Bible. Now, remember, what we're trying to do is learn to distinguish God's voice. We're not saying that you never read your Bible while you're praying in tongues. We're talking about a specific training process here. Isolate yourself from other distractions. That includes praying in tongues. Or that includes reading, I'm sorry. No, we're going to pray in tongues. We don't isolate that. You turn off the television. You turn off the worship music. If you have to, you close the windows. And you can turn out the lights. Because we're trying... Hey, listen. How many of you have sat down to start praying or maybe read your Bible and you get distracted by the dust on the windowsill? Or the fingerprints on the TV screen? You know what I'm saying? It's like, or the trash in the trash can. And it's like, well, I got to deal with that. I got to... Okay, now if you had the lights turned out, you wouldn't see that stuff now, would you? You see what I'm saying? So it can sound kind of silly. You mean turn the lights out? Yeah, God can hear you in the dark. Don't worry. Anything you need to do to isolate yourself from, even if you have to, I can't speak for other churches, but we make this building available to people. Because there's an atmosphere in this building. And it's an atmosphere that's been birthed out of prayer. People can come here and they can sit in one of the classrooms downstairs. They can sit here in the sanctuary. And just sit in peace, in this presence, and pray to hear God. In other words, if you have to get away from home, get away from home. If you need to go out into the woods, but you understand what I'm saying. You do your best to isolate yourself from distractions. Spend several minutes praying in tongues. You just pray. Just sit. You mean to just sit there and pray? And this is... Christians are so unused to this, that when you tell them, yes, just sit and pray. You mean, I don't do anything? No, you just sit and pray. You mean nothing at all? That's right. Nothing at all. Because to your mind, praying in tongues doesn't equate with doing something. See what I'm saying? You mean all I do is sit there and pray in tongues? That's right. Doesn't seem like I'm accomplishing anything. That's because your understanding is unfruitful. And in your understanding, you're not doing anything. But in the realm of the Spirit, your spirit is saying, thank you so much for doing this so that I can interact with the third person of the Godhead. So you just begin to pray in tongues. Then stop suddenly and just listen. Just listen on the inside. Now let me see if I can put it in a way that will help you understand. Have you ever daydreamed and in your mind had pretend conversations with people? Nobody was speaking outwardly, were they? But on the inside, you are having this conversation, pretend. Okay, now, the way that you had that pretend conversation and you heard you speak and that other person speak, that's how you're going to hear the Holy Spirit. That's how you, in other words, it's going to be inside. You're listening on the inside. And some folks, they're trying to listen on the outside. Am I going to hear like there's a little angel sitting on my shoulder speaking things into my ear? No, you won't. It's going to be on the inside, spiritually. And you'll be able to begin, when you do this, you'll be able to begin to identify the channel of communication in your spirit. Now remember, we're learning a new method of communication here. We're learning to tune into our born-again spirit as opposed to our mind and our mental way of comprehending things. It is through this channel that you'll learn to hear God's voice. And, some people that are into New Agey stuff, No, we're not into that. That is not what this is talking about. This is talking about entering into an area of divine communication with God Himself. Has nothing. Listen, the New Agers have perverted this stuff. They've taken spiritual truths and, they talk about their spirit guide. Well, who is the spirit guide? Well, it's supposed to be the Holy Spirit. But the spirit guides they're talking about, though they don't realize it, these are devils. They just don't understand it from that perspective. See, Satan, he doesn't come up with anything original. He just twists and perverts the things of God. And so it's through this channel that you learn to hear God's voice. And through this process, the more that you do this, you will be able to distinguish God's voice from your own thought, your own thinking, your own imaginations. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. Now, if you practice keeping a notepad or a small, tape recorder at hand, you can document what God speaks to you. And this is extremely important. Now, let's think for a moment. If the one who created the universe thinks it's important enough to say something to you, doesn't it stand to reason you might want to remember it? Doesn't it stand to reason he might expect you to maybe write it down or record it? And this is, for me, have a little, like one of those little bitty tape recorders. And God begins to speak, I just repeat what he says. Or I write it down. Or, sit at your computer and just type it out as he's speaking it to you. But if he thinks it's important enough to say to you, then obviously we should value it enough to write it down, to document it. How many times, I can remember there have been times for me where I didn't have a recorder, I didn't have anything to write with or on, and he's been giving me stuff. And I've had to say, can you pause for a moment here until I can get someplace to write this down? And I'm asking you to bring back to mind all of these things that you've been saying and then pick up from this point and go on. And he's gracious enough to do that. And it's so neat when that happens, because I'll sit there and I'll just start praying in tongues. And I'll start thinking about where I was, what was going on at the time, and ask him, would you please now begin sharing with me what it is that you were sharing? And I'll just sit there praying in tongues, and if I'm not at my computer, I'll write it down longhand, whatever it takes, and I'll begin to write it down. And there have been times where this has happened, and I only had a set amount of time to actually sit there and pray with him and to receive this. And so when that time was up, and yet I knew there was more he wanted to say, I would ask him, now I have to leave now, I have to stop. But later on, I'll come back, and I'll start praying again. If you could pick up from this point, I would, and I'll continue to write down what you give me. And so what I do at that point, when I get together with him later on, is I'll sit down and I'll start praying in tongues again. I'll worship a little bit, and I'll start praying in tongues again. And I'll read over everything he had given me the first time. praying in tongues. Because what happens is, that helps me then to get back in tune with what he is saying. Then when I get to the point to where I had to stop, he'll pick up and start giving me more and taking it further. And I know that it's really interesting, but for a lot of Christians, this can almost sound like a fairy tale. It can sound like, you know, Christian science fiction, if you will. Because, think about this. Most Christians find it very hard to believe that God will communicate to somebody that clearly on a regular basis. And the thing is, he does. The fact that we haven't recognized this is what has created so many problems in the body of Christ. Is that we have a hard time believing God will communicate this way. And when you throw in the belief that tongues aren't for today, can you imagine how hard this is making it for God to communicate with us? It's not impossible, but it increases the difficulty level by an exponential factor. Because if we're not going to give the Holy Spirit the opportunity to minister through us in a way that God has clearly spoken in His Word, I've designed praying in tongues for this purpose. And then we shut it down and we say it's not for today, or we teach people that you're going to get weird if you pray in. How can you get weird by hearing God? How can you possibly get weird by receiving instruction from Him? How can you get weird by training yourself to hear His voice? This is something that, you know, it escapes me, and yet there are so many people that believe it this way. And you can get to the place, literally, you can get to the place to where you'll have conversations with God. I mean, literally, He'll say something, just like you have a conversation with a friend over a cup of coffee or whatever. You can get to the place of actually sitting down, praying in tongues. While you're praying in tongues, on the inside, carry on a conversation with God. You say, how in the world? Trust me. Don't ask me how, okay? Don't ask me to explain it, because it is a spiritual principle. It's not natural. If it were natural, we could probably come up with some kind of formula. Get that guy off television that does all those math formulas. We get that guy, and he could come up with a formula to explain it. The problem is, it's not natural. It's spiritual. So probably in heaven, God's got this big chalkboard. And the formula is written down how it works. He can explain it. We can't. We just experience it. It works. And it's incredible. You sit there and you pray in tongues. As you're praying in tongues, then God begins to speak. And you learn to recognize His voice, and you begin carrying on a conversation with Him on the inside. He speaks to you. You write things down. He corrects you. Thank you, Jesus. You know what you did the other night? Yeah? You need to apologize. Amen. Oh, man, are you serious? I need to tell Him I'm sorry? What if I don't want to? He says, got to do it, man. He says, but God. He says, no, you got to apologize. So trust me. You're going to hear a lot of things when you just learn to distinguish God's voice. Now, here's what we're going to do tonight. I've never done this ever in teaching this course. But I'm going to share with you what we've done in our church on occasion. And then we're going to do it here tonight. Kind of a practice what you preach sort of thing. Now, earlier tonight, I told everyone to make sure you have paper. And if you don't have paper, get it. And get your pen, pencil, whatever. Those of you listening to this by recording, you need to get some paper. You need to get a pen. If you need to stop the CD or the tape or whatever, just go ahead and do that and come back when you've gotten your paper and everything. Get ready to write. And what we've done here at our church is we have at times taken, like on a Sunday night, and I'll do a little bit of teaching. Not extensive, just a teaching for a little while. And then we will take 15 minutes, and everybody in the room, the instruction is, you know, you just pray in the Spirit. Well, you can't hear anybody praying when they do that, because they're praying just that breath that's just coming out. It's not loud or anything. And as you pray in tongues, listen on the inside. Write down whatever it is that God says to you. Now, in some cases, some people have written down a lot. And in other cases, they've only heard maybe a sentence or two. And the idea is not to get pages. The idea is to learn to hear and to record what he says. So we're actually going to do that here. Those of you that are listening to this by recording, we're going to pause the recording process, the tape and so on. And when we pick back up on your recording, it's only going to sound like maybe a couple of seconds passed, when in reality 15 minutes will have passed. And what I'm encouraging you to do wherever you are, as much as you possibly can based on where you are, is to stop this tape or the CD, stop it, pause it. And you do the same for 15 minutes, pray in the Spirit, and begin to write down or use your computer, whatever, document what it is that you're hearing God say. And then after the 15 minutes is up, we'll start, I'll pick back up again where I've left off as far as the teaching is concerned. And we'll give you some instructions on what to do with what God has just spoken to you. So let's go ahead and start the 15 minutes right now. Okay, that's right at 15 minutes. We only have about a couple of minutes left in this class session. And what I'll do in this couple of minutes, I'm just going to read to you what the Lord gave to me. He said, "My heart is touched by the compassion you allow to flow through you from my throne. I am love, and my love is so misunderstood by my children. My love is spiritual in nature and origin, which is why human thinking cannot understand how it operates. It is only by interacting with me spiritually that you can begin to understand my love and its depths. Have I not said that the Holy Spirit will shed my love abroad in your heart? By praying in the Spirit, you are allowing the Holy Spirit to give your spirit the knowledge and understanding of my love. It is a spiritual revelation that can then be transferred to your mental comprehension. Too many try to define my love with their understanding of love arrived at from their experiences with others and their relationships with people. My love is far beyond that. Even lost people can experience the great depths of human love. But my love cannot be fully experienced or known based on human capacity. My love is based on limitless spiritual capacity. To those who continually yield themselves to my spirit, I will be able to reveal and explain my love in a way they have never known. The joy that comes with my love is unspeakable and full of my glory." Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, listen, let's go ahead and break now. And when we come back, I'll explain about what to do with the words that the Lord gives to you and how to, well, just what to do with all of that. So go ahead and take about 5 minutes, come back, and we'll finish for this evening.